Hello, Saints. So today I want to bring a topic called Took Part in the Same. And I'll start in Hebrews 2, 14 to 15. For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil, and deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. These verses stuck out to me because I was reading through Hebrews again today. I was kind of doing a verse-by-verse study. And it actually made me smile, knowing that God, creator of all things, loved man enough to come down and conquer death, removing the fear of death, making a way for all to have a chance at inheriting eternal life through him. Romans 5, 6-8. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die. Yet peradventure, for a good man, some would even dare to die. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. So he took on the likeness of sinful flesh to be a great high priest for his saints, knowing their afflictions in this world, able to make perfect supplication for them, by the things which he suffered. Hebrews 2, 16-18. For verily he took not on him the nature of angels, but he took on him the seed of Abraham. Wherefore in all things it behooved him to be made like unto his brethren, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make reconciliation for the sins of the people. For in that he himself hath suffered being tempted, he is able to succour them that are tempted. That word succour, or succor, it means boatheo in the Greek, and it means to aid or relieve, to help. He sanctified himself that we might be sanctified by the truth, John 17, 17-21. Sanctify them through thy truth, thy word is truth. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. And for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word, that they all may be one as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. That word sanctify in the Greek, hegiazo, and that means to make holy, to separate from profane things and dedicate to God. I like that definition. He entered in through the veil of his flesh to be made perfect in suffering, that he might be a perfect high priest for his brethren, of whom he is the firstborn. Hebrews 4, 14-15. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. And Romans 8, 29, for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. He is the author and perfecter of our faith, and will finish his work as we patiently endure and wait for the salvation of God. Hebrews 12, 2-3. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. We are born of the same Spirit, saints, being conformed into the same image of Jesus Christ. Thus we will suffer persecution, as this world does not know God. 2 Timothy 3, verse 12. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. Acts 14, 22. confirming the souls of the disciples and exhorting them to continue in the faith, and that we must through much tribulation enter into the kingdom of God. If this way the Lord made was easy, he wouldn't have said, Luke 13:24, strive to enter in at the straight gate, for many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in, and shall not be able. But holding fast to the faith which we have, enduring all things as the Lord did, by the strength of his Spirit that he gave us, we can enter in, as Christ, who was the forerunner, entered in. Hebrews 10:35-36. Cast not away therefore your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. For ye have need of patience, that, after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. So that was my study on took part in the same. It's really edifying to read through Hebrews and see that the Lord himself came down in our sinful, in the likeness of sinful flesh, and was tempted at every point like we were and are, but was without sin. So he's able to help us, aid us perfectly, because he was tempted at every point like we are. And I think that's an awesome thing. He came down, and now he ascended up, and he's the perfect high priest for us. It was just very edifying to read through that. It made me smile to read through Hebrews today, doing a verse by verse. You can hear those readings on don'tperish.com under the Bible readings page, I believe. But I hope this blessed you today, and I hope you really consider that the Lord himself came down, lived a perfect life, died on the stake, was raised up again after the third day and third night, unlike Good Friday to Easter Sunday, which is coming up. And he sits at the right hand of God. He makes intercession for the saints. He helps in our weaknesses. He desires that none perish. He wills that none perish. He wants you to make it across into everlasting life, but you have to will to push through the tribulation, the trials. His Spirit will help you, but you have to have that faith. You have to be grounded and rooted in the truth, who is Jesus Christ, and he will definitely help you. He's faithful. He's faithful in his covenant, as we should be faithful. So I hope this blessed you today. I hope you have a good rest of your day or night, wherever you are, and God be praised.